Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute in northern Wisconsin. Exodus 20:15 is a simple verse with tremendous meaning. It says, "You shall not steal." This simple directive demands we show respect to others and what they own. The world and all its resources do not belong to us, and we should not live as if they do. We do not need to agree with how our neighbors or our friends use their assets because God is their only judge. We have no right to assume that a large company can sustain a loss if I steal something, especially if I have good reason for the theft, because there is no good reason for a theft. Compromise with God's clear commandments is a first step to disaster, and those who steal for any reason will wish they had made a different decision. Those who feel the need to steal often rob God and His people of an opportunity to provide for their needs. Those who steal often feel entitled, thinking the object should be available to them regardless of the owner's rules. There's no way that that can work in a civilized society. In fact, everyone who steals begins to destroy the culture in which they live. If we could trust everybody that goes into a store to buy something, that they would actually pay the price that's marked on it and nobody would steal, we would most likely see prices in those stores go down because they wouldn't have to jack the price up to cover for all the stealing that takes place. When somebody steals from anybody, it's an offense that affects everybody. It'd be wonderful to live in a world where we didn't need locks on our homes, where we wouldn't have to worry about getting our cars stolen, where we wouldn't have to worry about getting our catalytic converters stolen off of our vehicles. Instead, we have to create all kinds of devices, cameras and tracking devices, to make sure that when things get stolen, we know who and we know who to blame and try and get the money from. But society can get to a point where they don't even try to correct that problem anymore. And before you know it, you'll see store after store closing because you can't make a profit in a place where people walk in and take and bend the rules and cheat and steal. There's no possible way to continue doing business in that environment. God said it right from the beginning. You shouldn't steal. And if you steal, you're harming yourself, you're disobeying God, and you're harming all of those in our culture. God says it very simple. You shouldn't steal. And that's the definitive last word. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. You can check us out at silverbirchranch.org.